Amen. It's good to be here with you another time. God bless you. George, good to see you. The Lord is good. I thought Pastor was going to preach my message, so must be there's something in the atmosphere that he's wanting us to hear. And so let's turn in our Bibles to John. The book of John, chapter 20. John chapter 20, and I'm going to read verse beginning with verse 19. Talking about the resurrection and Jesus breathing, how many are glad that He breathed. Amen. Then the same day at evening, which was the day Jesus rose from the dead, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." Get the setting. The disciples were locked into the room. The doors were shut to keep something out. They were closed in to themselves, afraid. Fear causes us to retreat and move into ourselves rather than staying out in the open. And they were afraid. This was the day that Jesus was raised from the dead. He was breathing. Hallelujah. But they were hiding. Sometimes we as Jesus' disciples want to hide. And we need to hear the word of the Lord today. Because he does not stop at closed doors. He knows how to move through the door that is closed. He doesn't have to have you have it opened if he has a design to come in and speak to you. He just moves in beyond your walls. You want to tear the wall down, but he just goes through it. And when you are in fear, you have walls around you. You don't want anybody to come in. You want to stay by yourself. And Jesus says, "Wait a minute. I'm coming into you in order to release you from your fears and bring you into a life of productivity and confidence so that you can walk in this world without fear." So he comes through the door, he comes through the wall, He comes into where they are and he says, peace. Because he is the Prince of Peace. Wherever he is, he brings peace. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that? So he says, peace be to you. And he says it twice because he knows it's important for us to hear his comfort and his life speaking into where we are and into our fearfulness. Now, I know that none of you have ever had any fear. So this is for somebody out there somewhere. So you can hear me and then you can take it to them, all right? But now, having said that, how many have had fear in your life sometime or another? Come on. But he comes in and he speaks to you so that you can move from where you are in your fear and go out into where he can use you. Amen? Amen? Now, he says to them, peace be unto you, twice, in order to be able to say more to them, to bring them from where they are into where he can use them. So we have the message that he comes with. Whenever he shows up, there's a message because he is the Word. Amen? And whatever he is, he imparts. So he gives them a message. The message, of course, is peace be unto you. But he says something else. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. As the Father has sent me. How did the Father send him? The Father sent him because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He sent him because he loved us. And he, the Son, now says to his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you, because Jesus loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. You can say amen if you want to, all right? As the Father has sent me, so send I you. That is a message that continues on to the disciples even today. If you are a disciple of the Lord, his message is to you the same as it was to them. Even if you are afraid to go out into the world, the message still comes. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you. And the words that Jesus speaks, they are spirit and they are life. So that there's an impartation that comes with the message. Hallelujah. He gives the commission, see? The Father sends me, so I send you. Commission is there. But there must be something beyond the message. There must be something beyond the commission. We can read the Great Commission. We can preach the Great Commission. But there's something beyond that. And that is the impartation of the Holy Ghost. Amen? He knew that it was important for them to hear it, but he knew that it was more important for him to be in them so that they could fulfill his word. He knows that we cannot do his will without an impartation of himself in us. Hallelujah. So it says here, and when he had said this, verse 22, he breathed on them. Pastor talking about Jesus breathing. He was in the grave, but he was raised again, and he was breathing the breath of life. Hallelujah. And that same breath that he had received in the tomb and came out breathing with, he stands in front of his disciples, and he stands in eternity, and he breathed on them. That word breathed, I'm told, was not just a little, it was a puff. It was a blowing. How many have ever blown on something? You know, it's more than just, it's a, can't you see him now? Those disciples standing there, full of fear, hearing him saying, peace be you. But he says, when he said this with a poof that imparted to them something of himself. The breath of God had breathed into him in the grave. The breath of the Holy Ghost had breathed into him in the grave. And he didn't hold it within himself, but he was the resurrected Lord. And when the resurrected Lord speaks, there is life coming out of him, and the impartation comes into us if we will receive it. Because look at what he says next. He says, he breathed on them, and then he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. He can breathe, but we have to receive. And many times that there are those who sit in the atmosphere of his breathing, and they're near to where he's breathing, and the air is filled with his breath. The air is filled with the presence of the Lord. The air is filled with the manifestations of the glory of God. But they sit there like this, and they don't breathe in. Receive ye means that there is something that is given for us to open up to and receive it into us. And this was before the day of Pentecost. This was before when the wind blew and the Spirit of God came upon them and they were filled with power. This must have been somewhat of a foreshadowing or a touch of what was yet to come in power even beyond this. Come on. Come on. He breathed on them and then said, receive. So I ask the question of us today, when the Holy Spirit is breathing, do you receive it? When the breath of the Lord is present in the midst of us, are you sitting there with, oh, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. Or are you hearing him say, receive this, and you open up your spirit, you open up your heart, you open up your mind, and you breathe it in. Hallelujah. So that you can go out into the world and breathe. Come on.
Praise God.
Amen. The commission is followed by breathing. Many times we like to say, you go, and there's no power accompanying the words. Many times we hear the commission, but we haven't received the power to fulfill the commission. That's why we want you to receive the power of the breath of God so that we can go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen? Praise God. Jesus himself knew that it wasn't enough for him to say to them. He knew because he himself said of himself, of myself, I can do nothing. He said nothing except he heard the Father say it. He said nothing and he did nothing except he saw the Father do it. He was totally dependent. So when he says, as the Father has sent me, that sending involved his dependence upon the sender. And he says, even as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. He was saying to them, because I am dependent on the life of God, the Father, I need to tell you that as he has sent me, so I'm sending you so that you can depend on the breath of the Father and the Spirit so that you can go. Hallelujah. And you can. Praise God. The breath of God. Think of the breath of God. We've already thought about it. Hallelujah. Aren't you? Isn't it wonderful that we can just flow together, you know? And the Lord knew when you were getting ready to come this morning that he had a word for you, and he put it on the pastor's heart to talk about it. And then I said last night, I'm just going to preach what I preached Friday night over at our church in Stittsville. Is that okay? So here I am. I just decided that's what the Lord wanted. I couldn't get anything else. I tried. I went into the, you know. But how many know the Lord knows what we need? Huh? Hallelujah. There's a word that's in the atmosphere here that is for someone or someones who are ready to go, that you would understand that the presence of God is real, and he wants you to receive the word of his breath. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the breath of God contains the power of the resurrection. The breath of God is the Holy Spirit. Or shall I say, the Holy Spirit is the breath of God. We have it all categorized somehow, and we have certain things associated with it. But think in terms of it, God breathing. When you receive the Holy Spirit into your spirit, it is God breathing into you the breath of life. Hallelujah. It is the same Spirit that breathed into Jesus and raised him from the dead. And he has created you. There's a creative power in the breath of God. Bless the Lord. When you go back into Genesis, he formed man out of the dust of the earth, right? Remember that? So to picture this man called Adam laying on the ground, on the dust. God had formed him and shaped him and made him look, you know, like we look, a man and a human being. And then God says to himself, that's good, but so then he comes to him, and what's he do? He goes, poof. And the man goes, whoo! Huh? Whoa! Whoa! And then God says it's not good for man to be alone, so he gave him a woman, and Adam said, whoa, woman. But he breathed into Adam, the Bible says, the breath of what? Life. The breath of life. And I'm told that in the original that is plural, the breath of lives, because we're made up of body, soul, which is the mind, the will, and the emotions, and the spirit. So when Satan came and tempted them, and he made his decision, remember, the devil says, you won't really die if you eat the fruit. But how many know that his body stayed alive, but his spirit died? Right? We're dead because of sin, right? Our spirits are dead. Before we came to Christ, our spirits were dead. But when Jesus breathed the breath of life, there was creativity in it. Hallelujah. And it brings us away from our bondages to bring us into life. Because when he was talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he says something that we need to hear. Except a man be what? Born again, or born from above, or born of the Spirit, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. Then he says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So when Jesus breathed, there came an ability for them to see. He opens the eyes of the blind. Come on. He opens the eyes of the blind, and when you read that, you understand that Nicodemus' eyes were blinded. He could not see. He could not understand this business of being born again. And Jesus says, except a man be born from above, he cannot even see. Think now of the disciples assembled in the room. What were they seeing? They were seeing closed doors. They were seeing all of those things out there in their minds that took Jesus to the cross, and they were saying, no, not that. That's not going to happen to me. I'm holding back. I'm going to hide. But when the breath of Jesus came upon them, they began to see something different. And when the breath of Jesus comes, they began to be able to enter into his word, entering into the kingdom. And when the Spirit of God moves upon us, we see things of the Spirit. We see the impossible things taking place. We understand something, because now we have been lifted out of our bondages and our chains, and we've been able to enter into another dimension. Amen? And the power of the resurrected Lord is there to bring us away from where we are, to bring us into where he is. Hallelujah. Amen? Oh, yes. And there's going to be a day, of course, when the great resurrection takes place, when we are going to be taken out of this world and out of the grave, if that's the case, and we're going to come out of, and we're going to come into, we're going to enter into the very presence of God in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. However, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us now, so that we can partake of the power of the resurrection in this life, so that we can live in this world full of the power of resurrection in us. Hallelujah. Amen? Come on. Oh, yes, yes. There is a dimension of the Spirit, and it is Christ in us. When you say Christ, the word Christ is, he is Spirit. He's the anointed one. Jesus is the anointed one. And that anointing lives in us if we have received Christ into our hearts. Praise God. How many can say that when you said yes to the Lord Jesus, something transpired within you and you were changed? Your mind was changed. Your outlook was changed. You saw things that you didn't see before. You rejoiced in things. You were free in your spirit. How did I ever live in those closed doors? How did I live in fear? I am free. Hallelujah. Because that's what happens when he breathes upon us. And he comes into us as the anointed one, so that it is Christ in us that is the hope of glory. Amen? It is Christ in you. It is Christ in you. Romans 8:10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your spirit becomes alive when he breathes into us. Amen? Paul said in Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but what? Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians, Paul writes again in Galatians 4:19. He says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Remember the Galatians, they had departed from walking by faith, and they were walking by ritual and all of the stuff of the past, and he says, wait a minute, I'm travailing in birth until that breath of God be breathed on you again, so that Christ is formed in you. Praise God. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, etc., etc. Now, I want us to see something here. I want us to see something. The breath of Jesus and the wind of the Holy Spirit is bringing Christ, the anointed one, into our spirit so we can fulfill the plan, his plan, in the earth. And I want you to see, what did Luke write about Mary receiving the Christ in her? He said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, God said. Is that, well, all right, let's, Luke, John, Luke chapter 1 or 2, Luke, where is it here? Luke, where are you, Luke? Luke chapter 1, it says in verse 35, the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, to Mary, and the power of the highest shall what? Overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And it's this, when the Holy Spirit is breathed on the disciples by Jesus, it is the same Spirit that came upon Mary, and she conceived, and Jesus was formed in her. And so the same thing happens when the Holy Spirit is breathed and we receive. There's a seed of the heavenly that is sown into our spirit, and it is the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. So that we have Christ living in us. These bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say to yourself, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say it to yourself. My body, say it, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he breathed the Holy Spirit upon them. He said, receive ye the Holy Spirit when he breathed on them. He had said, peace be you. Then he said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. When he said this, he breathed on them. And then he said, receive the Holy Ghost. Because he had a plan. He has a plan to take us out of our fearfulness, to take us out of our timidity, to take us out of our closed doors, to take us out of our bondages, to bring us into productivity in the kingdom of God so that we can enter into the kingdom of God with and see it work in the lives of others, because he moves right on from there and he says this. Huh? Listen to this. Back over in John, he says, whoso ever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. In Matthew, he talks about, in Matthew 16, he talks about whatever you bind on earth shall be bound where? In heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be what? Loosed in heaven. I'm told that should read, whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven. Because we are walking in relationship to the voice of the Lord, so that when we are coming into a situation and the word of the Lord comes to us, we can speak the word of the Lord in season to them that are bound and to them that are weary, and bring them out of from where they are. So whatever you loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven, because he knows where we're going. He is leading us. How many are led by the Spirit of God? To them who are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? They are the sons of God. And if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're going to function with what he is doing or has done in heaven, because your spirit is receiving from heaven. He is breathing. He is breathing. He is breathing. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive the word of the Lord. Receive the power of God in your life so that you can enter into the dimension of the kingdom of God. You can see beyond this world. You can see into the Spirit. You can function in the Spirit. You can live in the Spirit. You can walk in the Spirit. You can do his will in the world because he hath breathed upon you. Hallelujah. 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 Let's stand and give praise to the Lord.